Mini episode 2, entrepreneurship. Economics is a key fundamental factor in how a society grows or declines. I will share a YouTube clip of billionaire business investor and Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban.
Question: do billionaires create jobs? The answer is no. Entrepreneurs create jobs. I'm an entrepreneur and I do my best to create jobs. But the reality is, in order to become a billionaire, the one thing you have to have is luck. Any billionaire who tells you they could just do it again, no. You have to be lucky. Maybe you have a rich parent. Question I get asked a lot is, should billionaires pay more in taxes? Yeah, we should pay more in taxes. I would not be in this position without this country, because nothing happens that's great, whether it's healthcare, teachers, roads, you name it, without people paying their taxes. It may be painful when you write that big check, but just think about how you got there. One of the most patriotic things that you can do when you're wealthy is pay your motherfucking taxes.
In addition, from the comments, a greater context of how and why billionaires should pay more in taxes. From the comments, in ancient Athens, the birthplace of democracy, paying taxes was actually something the wealthy elites took pride in. In fact, the wealthy elite class of ancient Athens would compete with each other to pay the most taxes, because that was the measure of a great patriot and aligned with their philosophy of giving back to the society that gave you that wealth. Early American business magnates actually grew up on and were inspired by Greek philosophy. Many wealthy business owners in the early United States would give much of their wealth to public projects and would invest greatly into their employees. This all began to change around the early 1900s and started getting exacerbated after the 70s. And with the introduction of Reaganomics, in many respects, Reagan was a great president, especially when it came to foreign policy. But his economic policies greatly contributed to the sudden and drastic increase in the wealth gap between middle class and the upper class. The culture around how the wealthy treated money and viewed taxes also became very oppositional around that time as compared to earlier generations. Fast forward to today, and only a few wealthy people are left that subscribe to the ancient Greek philosophy of philanthropy and charity. While more and more billionaires continue to spend millions backing politicians that seek to increase loopholes and pass tax cuts for them. I am a small business owner myself, and I pay my taxes proudly. I know it keeps our military the strongest in the world, our national parks clean and taken care of, our streets paved and serviceable, our police and firefighters equipped for duty, and much, much more. The only thing I wish our congressmen would stop hindering is the Department of Education. The founders would be severely disappointed to see how far we've left the quality of public education diminish in this country, as the wealthy politicians could care less, because more than half of them have their children matriculated in private schools that get funded by private donors. In addition, a sub-comment, it also keeps poor people dependent on government handouts. I agree we need to pay some taxes, but government spending has gotten way out of control in the U.S. Last, economics and politics are intertwined in numerous ways. I will be touching into politics in a later series, but this is a good start to understand how and why economics is always a driving force for a society. If you like the content I share with you, please consider subscribing to my Patreon to help this podcast grow and build a community of critical thinkers together. I also ask of you to share my podcast with anyone who might be interested to listen on my in-depth research on these topics. It's by word-of-mouth referrals from you that help this podcast grow. If you found this episode meaningful, please continue to listen to my next episode as I dive deeper and research further to share my knowledge with you. Thank you.